Love Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Problem, but as you know, I ain't been beating on the table, so that's not the issue. So I'm gonna try to keep doing it, but this is not a good look. This is not a good look. Let me see. Try it one more time, and if that don't work, then
oxtails and chicken wings. No. Oxtails and chicken wings. Come on, man. I need an oxtail alternative.
It's not what I was saying. Let me see. We're going to try it one more time. There's one thing more that we can try, and I'm gonna try that, and let's see. All right, the YouTube is up. This is I don't know if I'm gonna have to start restarting my PC every day, whatever. To me, that's a pain in the ass. And if you're dealing with a high-end piece of equipment, you shouldn't have to do that. But daily maintenance is a real thing, and it's something that doesn't seem all that important until it is. So this is what we gonna do. This is where we are. This is what it's up. This is the Daily Go Get 'Emism Show, Power Monday, all up in your area. What you don't want the internet to see. So let's go. So the music just gonna stop like that? I don't know about tonight, man. But I know that it's this PC. That's all this is. This is this PC acting a fool. It ain't got nothing to do with no internet connection or nothing like that. It's this PC. So I might have pushed this thing to the limit, which really shouldn't be the case. I've only had this desktop for a year. And the reason that I got a desktop is because they've been known to hold up longer. 16 gigs of RAM. This thing is supposed to be lightning fast. And let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get him as a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R.
This is the Daily Go Get a Business show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. This is what we're going to do straight out the gate. I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to share the show. I need y'all to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We're going to have some fun tonight. It's going to be all good. For those of y'all who have never been by this show, it's going to be a hell of an experience. We're going to talk about some good shit tonight. And tonight, we are talking about what you don't want the internet to see. What is it that you would not post, that you would not say, that you would not show? To me, it's pretty amazing the things that some people will put on the internet versus what those same people will try to keep off the internet. I mean, we see all kinds of crazy shit on the internet, y'all. We see people who take off all their clothes. We got people, we got OnlyFans. See, we're not just talking about social media. We got OnlyFans, and OnlyFans is an account where it's like a private account. You know how back in the days, you know, Carol, Robin, actually anybody born in the 70s should be able to relate to this. They used to have the 25-cent peep shows downtown. And when I say downtown, I mean in whatever city that you live in, they used to have the 25-cent peep shows. So you would go into the place, the triple X place, and you would go into this little room. And the little room would have a window, and it would have a curtain in it. And when the curtain opened, it would have a woman behind there. And you would put your quarter in, and she would remove an article of clothing or do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. Get down tonight. Yeah. So you kept putting money in, taking off clothes. So she might have only took off, she might have took off something significant at first, like took off her shirt, but still had a bra on. So you think of that, like, damn, for 50 cents, I'm about to have this chick take off her pants. Didn't work that way. When all was said and done, you would wind up spending $10, $15. Yeah, because it started off with a quarter. It didn't stay a quarter as long as you stayed in there. So OnlyFans, see, we don't have the peep shows anymore. So the OnlyFans are an internet account where you can pay money to have a private session of videos with a woman, and they probably have men doing it too, but with a woman on there taking off her shit, showing her titties, her ass, her pussy, all everything, bearing all. So the more money you put up, the more stuff she will do or take off or whatever. So it's online pornography, not unlike Pornhub or whatever. But then you have people who have put their sex videos online. Recently, from what I understand, the rapper Nelly released or leaked a sex tape. Nelly, you know, drop down to get your eagle on. Drop down to get your eagle on, girl. 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 Drop down to get your eagle. I mean, Nelly, you know, downtown baby, the Range Rover, you know. Nelly leaked the sex tape. A sex tape is a way for artists who may not have that buzz anymore to get another buzz. Like, look, I can't perform at the Super Bowl, never got a chance to perform at the Super Bowl. I'll leak this sex tape the week of the Super Bowl and get my shit right, get my weight up. Hey, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. But it's funny because these same people who will show their dick, pussy, ass, and all of that online don't want you, might not want you to see their children. A lot of people are very protective of their children online. They don't want you to see their kids. I've known people who have basically navigated their way through online totally anonymous. Fake name, fake profile, fake pictures, fake profile pictures. I know a dude whose name I do not know. I don't even know anybody that knows his real name.
but he has been going by this name on the internet for, I mean, I've known him for about 9 years, 8 years, something like that. And he's still on the internet. I was wondering until I saw that he liked somebody's pictures or commented on somebody's post. And I was like, dang, I didn't know he was still around. He's still around with a fake picture. Well, it's not a picture of him. I ain't even going to tell you what the picture is, but it's a picture of a famous person. And if you're not looking closely, you'll think it's him. When you click on the picture, you're like, oh, that's the boy. Oh, okay. But there are no pictures of him anywhere on his profile. And he has multiple profiles. So his name is not real. There are no pictures of him. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about when you navigate through the internet anonymously. The benefits of navigating through the internet anonymously are that when somebody is arguing with you, they don't know who they're arguing with. They don't know who they're arguing with. So what I've noticed is that the people online who don't have up any profile pictures, they are often the most trolling cats that you will ever see. They are the ones who will talk to you all reckless. They will talk to you all reckless. They will pop off in any kind of way because they know that no matter who you're talking to, you're not talking to them. So you can't go to they profile and be like, you ugly so-and-so. That's the only reason you talking like that. Like, you got a lot of nerve saying this, that, and the third. You can't come at their neck. Their profile or their anonymity is their shield. And some of those people may be ugly people. And some of those people may be all right people. Maybe some of those people are good-looking people. But you have to think, like, why would a person who is good-looking never want you to see their face? Well, just because somebody is good-looking or is attractive doesn't mean that that's the way they feel. You might feel that they're very good-looking, but they don't. So when you think about that, that's insecurity online. That's what people want you to see. Of course, they'll deny it. Oh, they'll deny it. Like, ain't nobody insecure. I'm very sure of myself. You don't need to see what I look like. I've been told that. You don't need to see what I look like. Oh, yes, the fuck I do. Because I don't talk to people that I can't see. When people call me on the phone from numbers that I don't know, I don't answer it. When people call me on the phone from numbers that I do know, but I've never seen their face or I don't know them or they're calling, they're calling my phone and they're calling me Milton, they don't get no conversation unless it's very official. You know, might be a bill collector. Other than that, I'm not going to let you talk greasy to me and I don't know who I'm talking to. That, it doesn't work that way. But for them, it works exactly that way. And just like I said, they'll try to fool you into believing that you're not seeing what you're seeing or that you're not witnessing what you're witnessing or that you're not finding out what you're finding out. We see a lot of low self-esteem and insecurity online. Now, you know, listen, I'm setting the stage for y'all. I owe y'all some time tonight, and y'all going to get that time. So we're going to go at least until 8 o'clock. At least until 8 o'clock. I can guarantee y'all that I'm not selling out tonight. I ain't selling out tonight. It's going to be all right. Make sure y'all hit that like button, though. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. We're talking about what you don't want the internet to see. My peoples, Carol Chamberlain, me favoritas in the house, and T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to see you. I'm here. My people is going directly into your site, Stacey White.
What's going on? Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for getting on. And Robbie Ming, my big sister, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a queen. You know how she sing. No, she's something like a queen for a king. You know how she swing. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, and do your thing. Max and chill. You know what time it is. You know how we do. You know how I go, kid. It's Ansel Jones, L. Baltimore Cat. Your girl can't leave him alone. Ja Biggs, he ain't come through yet, but when he comes through, he gonna rep his set. All right. So that's what we talking about. So let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what y'all talking about. Good looking, Emily. You know, representing. You know what the technical difficulties were. And listen, if we get cut off tonight, we just get cut off tonight. I'm not going back on Facebook, so that's not going to be an option tonight. That's what's not going to happen. We ain't making a habit of going over there. That shit ain't popping like it used to be anyway. I used to pop up on Facebook and everybody would flood. Nah, I ain't like that no more. All right, so I said so. As we proceed to give you what you need, it's going to be all right. Let me see. Going through it a little bit more of my promo, because that's what I do. All right. Robin Mink says, I am not on the internet every day. Okay, I can dig that. I think it's hard to stay totally off the internet all day, because you might check your email. That's still the internet. See, I'm not just talking about social media. When we say the internet, we try to just limited to social media, and a lot of people are doing things on the internet, like on their own websites and things like that, that have nothing to do with social media. For example, there are some companies who don't want their business practices online. They don't want some of the things they do to make money online. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, doesn't want you to see those mutant chickens that they're selling you. You wonder, how is it that there are only two wings on the chicken, yet we have all of these cases and cases and cases and cases and cases and cases of chicken wings with the price going through the roof? Well, you would be interested to know what those KFC chickens look like. And you would also probably be interested to know, have you noticed that on the KFC commercials, they never say the word chicken? They say the word pieces. They say the word wings. They say white meat and dark meat. And they might even say drumsticks and breasts. But they don't say the word chicken. And if you don't think that there's a reason why they change their name to KFC instead of Kentucky Fried Chicken, I think you better start thinking about it if you haven't thought about it until this moment. Now, this is not even slander. I've seen it online. I've seen the alleged chickens that they're using, and them jaws look crazy. Got extra wings on them, extra drumsticks. These are real birds. I've seen the video. I'm like, what in the hell? And they keep sanitizing Google. So when you Google it now, you might not find it. But somebody keeps putting them back online. So KFC doesn't want you to see what's going on with the, even if it's just a rumor, even if those videos aren't actually true. And I do think that there's a certain amount of truth to it. But think about it. Next time you see a KFC commercial, see if they actually say the word chicken. Popeyes does. Popeyes does. I don't know. Does KFC have a chicken sandwich? Because how you going to get around saying chicken sandwich? I wouldn't know. I haven't eaten no KFC since the 90s. I'm like, no. Mm-mm. We're not doing that. But those are the things that they want to keep offline. Those are the things that they don't want the internet to see. They don't want those questions coming up because it could cost them billions of dollars.
on a personal level, what don't you want the internet to see? And I'm sure that there are things that you don't want the internet to see. Ain't none of us that free. So whereas, just like I was saying, there are people who may show their whole body online, even have sex online, but they probably won't want you to see their children, their grandmother, other people associated with them. They might not want you to see, they might not want you to see their family interaction online because they may have a problem in their family with their family. That kind of stuff. You understand? That kind of stuff right there. All right. So let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what you're talking about. Stacey White says, I'm trying to be a little private now. I had to learn the hard way. I hear that. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, home invasions are real. I would be mindful of landmarks if I were to post anything. I hear that. That's true shit. Robbie Rodman Mink says, okay, wait. Carol says, yeah, Norris, some people just don't get that, and they don't. People don't understand. They don't understand the predatory nature of people who are on the internet. You know, I was just talking about how people don't want you to see their profile picture. There are people who don't want you to see their profile picture because some of them are killers. Some of them are rapists. A lot of them are sexual assailants. Some of them are thieves. Many of them are thieves. Many of them are thieves. I'm going to tell y'all right now. If somebody come on your timeline or whatever, or send you a friend request with all these, and you go to their profile and you see all of these paintings and pictures, you know, they talk about they do graphics, you know, they want to do a logo for you or a painting of you and all of that. Don't fuck with that. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing from but some Africans over in Nigeria or Ghana trying to get you to put some money in their Cash App, you know what I mean, for an image that they're not going to give you. It's all a scam. And I mean every last goddamn one of them. All scams. Once you upload that Cash App, that's it. And they're going to try to get you to upload a good amount. Like, oh, this is $250. I'll do this for you for $250. You thinking, oh, that's not bad. You just about to lose $250. Trust and believe. Now, I caught them cats online plenty of times. I made the boy keep showing me samples. I was like, no, I can't use that logo. It's too plain. It's too whack. I made him do it like 8 times. And he never got it right. And he was doing them like this. Like this. I was like, dude, you didn't take your time with that. Because he was a scam artist. It's because he's a scammer. He's a scammer. All right. So these are the kind of things that you don't want the internet to see. You don't want the internet to know that you a swindler. You don't want the internet to know that you are a liar. You don't want the internet to know that you are a thief. But that may be precisely what you are. You underdig? Do you know what I'm talking about? Or do you feel me? Is it real to you like it's real to me? Let's get it popping, y'all. Let's get it popping. Carol says, my personal business is not for everyone. True story. But I know you are amazed sometimes, Carol, at how much some other people's personal business they put right out there in the internet. People arguing with their baby mom and their baby dad, spewing all kinds of shit, threatening things, demeaning things, insulting things, things that if you were to see those people on the streets, you would be thinking, like, yo, how can you come back from saying what they said? You know, baby moms and baby dads all coming at each other neck and talking about their private parts and their sexual performance and their drug use and all of that. Speaking of drug use, evidently, some people have no problem sharing with the internet their drug use. I mean, these weed smokers, okay, maybe you don't consider weed smoking
I mean, wait, maybe you don't consider weed to be a drug. Okay, that's fine.
But your addiction or your habit of smoking, some people are more than comfortable showing that online. I think that's interesting. I think that's very interesting. You have some people who smoke online and some people who only show or post that they smoke. They may not let you see them smoking, but one of the reasons why they might not let you see them smoking is because some people don't want to be on video. They know that those still shots, you can make yourself look a certain kind of way. But there's a big difference between the way that a person looks when they are doing a still shot, a face shot, and when they open their mouth. You may not know that they don't have no teeth or that their mouth look like they had a stroke. Yeah, y'all. I be on Facebook every day and Instagram, whatever. You don't know that they got the Bobby Brown going on. You don't know that shit. Like, damn, you know, them niggas online think I'm fine as shit. They don't know I got the stroke lip. 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 But I'm really online. I said they don't know that I got stroke lip, and they don't know that I got a baby arm shit. Stroke lip. Baby arm shit. Got stroke lip. A baby arm shit, I got the stroke lip, and a baby arm shit, I got the stroke lip, and a baby arm shit. They don't know that shit. You know, you don't think I be, listen, when people don't show their teeth, but they online all the time, listen, man, you got people online that never smile. Every picture is exactly the same. Only difference is the fucking outfit they wearing. So every picture is like this. It is. I don't know if y'all know or if y'all agree. It's because they don't like their teeth. They shit is fucked up. My teeth ain't perfect, but they white. I brush them shits. I got one tooth missing on this side, the same tooth missing on this side. I figured it's not supposed to be there because I used to have a bridge there. The bridge fell out. I wasn't paying all that money to get it replaced. Fuck it. I can live with it. My teeth on the bottom, all are symmetrical. On top, no, I got gaps. I don't care. I think I'm fly. But yeah, the things that you will keep off of the internet, the things that you don't want the internet to see, a lot of people don't want their image on the internet for different reasons. Some people don't want the government to have control because people who understand social media and social platforms and, you know, they know what they do. When you sign on to social media, I don't know if y'all read that user agreement, but everything you do on social media belongs to them. That includes me. That includes me. I do this on YouTube. YouTube owns these videos. That's why before I used to only do taped videos. I would do pre-recorded videos. So I had my own copy that I own, and then they had theirs. But they have the right to do whatever it is that they want to do with your videos because you signed that user agreement. There's a whole lot of shit that you sign off on with that user agreement. And that's why social media will never cost you money. They know when you pay for something, now you got control. When you pay for something, now you can start saying what you want and what you don't want, what you like and what you don't like, what you will allow and what you won't allow. Think about it. Facebook be putting me in Facebook jail whenever I make a post that they don't agree with that goes against community standards and all that old bullshit. If I paid for that, they wouldn't be able to do that. Not only that, if I paid for that, then they would have to have a phone number that I could call because somebody got an answer for this. Not no fake appeal, like if you disagree with this decision, then, you know, you can appeal, blah, 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 and then 10 minutes later, they're like, nah, we the way we saw it the first time is the way we see it now.
See, if you paid for that shit, it would be all different. If you paid just $10 a month, like, nope. Mm-mm, I got something to say about this. Mm-mm. Y'all can't be putting me in no jail. Y'all can't be silencing me and censoring me and all of that. No. There's a difference. There is a difference. Okay. Yeah, Carol says, yes, I remember them being on Arch Street in Philly. Yeah. Had a bunch. Had a bunch of them 25 cent peep shows, baby. Peep show. Peep show. All right. Okay. Let me see. Emily says, see, we ain't going to bring Nelly in this. Too late. Nelly brought himself into this. He brought himself. I mean, he bought that. But if you think that that tape got leaked by a mistake, then you're truly mistaken. Robbie Ming says, don't know nothing about that, Omar. It seems like you was there. You know, I know a lot of things about things that I haven't done personally. I read. I know a lot of people. People tell me stuff. I investigate, you know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? If I had to experience everything that I know, then I wouldn't know all that much. You ain't got to be there to know how it works. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Does the owner of a football team know how to play football? Do they throw passes, catch passes, run for touchdowns, block, or defend? I don't think so. They don't run no routes. You don't have to. You pay for that. And you learn about what you need to know in order to run that organization. That's how I think about everything in life. I don't have to be there and do that to know how it works. But don't get it twisted. I was a horny little kid. You know what I'm saying? I grew up around Gerard and Carlisle. And if any of y'all from Philly know about Gerard and Carlisle, you know about the Carlisle Hotel. And you know about that little stretch of Carlisle. Carlisle runs congruent and parallel to Broad Street between 15th and Broad. And I'm talking about from Gerard Avenue to Parrish Street, right back past Poplar. So from Gerard to Parrish, that's where all of the hookers used to be. They used to be out there. They was outside. Hey, baby. Hey, honey, you want a date? You want a date? I never got a date, but I sure as hell knew the hookers. I sure knew the daters. I sure saw the men come through and scoop them up, daytime and nighttime. I'm talking about early in the morning and late at night. It used to be popping. I've never paid for a prostitute in my whole life and never even thought about it, not for a second. But I can tell you some things about prostitution. Deep, deep shit. You ain't got to be there in order to know something. That's why I'm here. You know, so y'all can learn a little something. I don't know it all. I don't know one eighth. But what I do know is what I know. And what I know, I share with y'all. That's what I want on the internet. Now, there are certain things I don't want the internet to see also on a personal level. Plenty of things. I think it's funny how people who know me from this show think that they really know me. And people who know me not from this show, people who really know me, people who grew up around me, had classes with me, you know, shit like that, they be like, oh, you think that, okay, well, let me just tell you this. The camera goes on and the camera goes off. So we do this show for an hour. There are 23 other hours in the day. Now imagine me doing this 23 other hours of the day. Just think about it. But that's interesting though, because yeah, people really think that what they see online is real. They think that that's it. It's like watching TV or a movie. You know how like people will watch a movie and they really think that they know everything about what's going on in the with that person, especially if it's a biography. Now you got the book. The book is 600 to 800 pages. And then you got the movie, which is two to three hours. And you believe that you know everything about that person in the 600 to 800 page book in that 3 hour movie, 2 to 3 hour movie. Okay. You can't even fit your own day in 2 to 3 hours, but you think that you can fit a lifetime into 2 to 3. I'm just saying. So I let people do it. Like, oh yeah, you know me. You got me pegged. Look at you. You know, I've seen people pictures online. I've seen people who look better offline, who look better in person than they look online. I've seen that plenty of times. And I've seen people who need to stay online.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you did. You doing hella shit with those camera angles, those filters, that hair, that makeup. You need to stay online. Don't ever come offline. Online is for you. But I noticed that you're only showing yourself from the neck up because you're embarrassed because you're fat. You're overweight. You know, you're pudgy. You know, so what? You know how many men love a little fluffiness? You know how much these little BBD models or these so-called, BBW models, you know how much money some of them are getting? It's funny. People will show their insecurity online without even knowing that they're showing their insecurity online. They don't know. They don't know. That singer Lizzo. Lizzo, fat girl, you know, flopping around online, flapping and doing a whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Butt-ass naked. She looked like, to those who don't understand, it looks like that she's confident, overconfident, just don't give a fuck. So, like, somebody like Lizzo doesn't mind putting her whole body online. But I think what Lizzo probably doesn't want you to see is her pain of growing up that led to her taking off all her clothes online. She probably don't want you to see that. Have you seen Lizzo cry online? I think it's interesting that you'll show your ass, your titties, and your pussy online, but you won't show your emotions online. And then you have people who will show all of their emotions online. Depression online. How many of y'all have friends on y'all friends list that when y'all go to their profile or you see some things that they post on your newsfeed and you're like, God damn, this is suicide watch online. They ain't never got nobody, can't never trust nobody, family, friends. Ain't got nobody. Nobody loved them. Nobody they can trust. Nobody to be around. Nobody they can bust it up and do it little things and have some fun. They online, but that shit don't look like the one. It's messed up real, real bad. And they making your ass sad because you're thinking that they really need some help and there's somebody online that can help, but it ain't yourself. Even though you might try and reach out and ask, yo, are you okay? Have you done your task? Have you seen somebody? Do you really want to talk? Yeah, I'll give you my number. We can take this walk. But you realize that you can't save everyone. And that shit is done. So even the ones that you be trying to help, you can't do that shit because they are the self-pity person and they giving that shit pity parties online. And that shit won't let the star shine. I let the sun shine. Cloudy days all day, every day. I gotta leave this bitch away. I can't deal with it no more. And you feel like you abandoned the whore. I mean, yo, mad depression online is crazy. 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 I have seen people pretty much curse the world online. Seen it. See it. And I'm sure you have too. On every friends list, there's somebody out there that is standing on a bridge ready to jump.
Everybody has a friend online on their friends list that's, that you like. This is a sad state of affairs, baby. This is bad. This is bad, bad. This is, I can't fix it. I can't even diagnose it bad. Okay. Let me see. That was hurtful to be, that was hurtful to the woman. Not sure if it was an accident by Nelly. Man, shit wasn't no accident. You know, them, them, look, listen, they got publicists. They got people who handle these business affairs. That shit wasn't no accident. Mm-mm. Of course, they actors, they performers. They're going to make it look like, oh, my God, I didn't mean to do. Yeah, yes, you did. The shit is all scripted. Emily says, Carol, he admitted to doing it and apologized. But for the lady and what she may have endured, it was probably too late and not enough. She got paid. Because do you know how much she could sue for him doing that? She already got prepaid. She got that money. But she got to play the game. It got to look good. You know what I mean? If it's like, yo, yeah, we put out the, I needed some publicity so I can get some more change. I got, you know what I mean? My pockets is running low and I ain't got no more buzz. I need to drop an album, but I need some kind of buzz surrounding me. Like Kanye do. Every time Kanye West is about to drop an album, he always go with some crazy shit. He always does some old controversial, like, what the fuck is up with Kanye shit? Have you noticed? I have. That's why I ain't buying no more of his shit. Like, nope, you ain't getting me again. T. Carey Wright says, I have a second account with a semi-different name, an animal profile pic, and I don't post family pics on that name because I used to speak freely without losing my job. Carol Timberly says, good looking outside, ugly inside. Word. T. Carey Wright says, I'm pretty sure that I know that same dude with the anonymity. It's more than one. But, yeah. And so Jones says, someone can hold it against you for a long time. Word. No, I just say, you got a little self-esteem. Yeah. You only show your pictures from the neck up. No, hold. I got to do it. You got no self-esteem. Yeah, you said you got shoulder-length hair, but you ain't got no neck. You got no self-esteem. Yeah, uh-huh. You got no self-esteem. Yeah, you said that you had tangerines, but you really only had navel oranges. You ain't got no money for no tangerines and no mandarins. You got no self-esteem. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You be putting regular 87 octane gas in your Mercedes Benz. You don't have enough money for no premium gas. You got a little self-esteem. You got a little self-esteem. That's right. You got a little self-esteem. You ain't got no money. Ha ha. Carol Tamblyn said, I just said that to my husband yesterday. Okay, I got to go back. All right, Stacey White says, some people tell all their business on the internet. Yes, they do. Carol said, I don't eat KFC. Mm-hmm. Mutant. Yeah, the mutant birds, baby. They got the mutant birds. Mm-mm. It's no good. No good. Emily says, I only eat tenders from KFC in the Nashville sauce. And not often. I'm going to encourage you not to eat nothing from KFC. I don't care if it's mashed potatoes, rice and beans, greens. Don't eat. I'm trying to tell you. If they'll do that shit with the meat. Listen, man. I don't want to slander, but I know what I know. Okay, T. Carey Wright says they do have a chicken sandwich. So they got to use the word chicken. All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. John Biggs, he is here. My man, my mellow. It's good to see that fellow. Let me see. Hold on, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Please. Oh, KFC calls it a crispy sandwich. So, Norris, you mean to tell me that KFC is running around here not calling a chicken sandwich a chicken sandwich, but yet calling it a crispy sandwich? Is that what you're telling me, or am I reading it wrong? Let me know. Let me know, and I'll sing along. Emily says, wonder if Lovelace got something where men will do what I want. Love face? I don't know. What's love face? Oh, that's the Facebook dating app. I don't know. All right, Carol Timberley says that's what you need to stop saying. That's why you need to stop saying I live in a gated community, Omar. No, they don't know which gated community. They don't know if you live out in Glenside. They don't know if you live all the way out in Chester County. They don't know if you live in Allegheny County. You can live all the way in Harrisburg. By the way, she lives in Carlisle, PA. For those of y'all who don't know, Carol lives in Carlisle, PA. Yes, she does. And she's good neighbors with the Grand Dragon of the KKK. I don't know how, but from what I understand, the KKK respects people who respect the game. And, you know, somehow she's plugged in with the Grand Dragon of the KKK. You know what I mean? You know, no crosses burned on her lawn. But from what I understand, she does have knowledge of other people who did get crosses burnt on their lawn, and she ain't tell shit. So she, on a positive note, she ain't no snitch and knows how to keep a secret. On a negative note, she a sellout. That's my baby. She's great. I mean, you know what I mean? The salt of the earth. Salt of the earth, I tell you. And so Jones can do anything online. Then they have cricket sound in the background in public. Well, yeah. That's how it's going down. All right. The red light district overseas is totally different. It's totally different in country. Oh, you talk about Amsterdam. Yeah, the red light district in Amsterdam is off the chain. Amsterdam is the one country over, well, it's a city in a country that I would really like to go back to. Yeah, Amsterdam, off the chain. You know what I'm saying? Prostitution, weed smoking, and you on the train or the bus, you just see somebody banging heroin in their arm and nobody looking at them crazy except for your American ass. You like, yo, dude's shooting up on the train. And they like, oh, he must be American. Yeah, they get down like that. Norris Hill says, although it was a good audiobook, we still don't know Will Smith. That's because Will Smith made sure that he only talked about the shit in that book that he wanted you to hear. How you gonna say that your wife cried for 45 days straight? You gonna mention that your wife cried for 45 days straight, but you never said why? Listen, you putting it out there or ain't you? In that book, Will Smith would give you the impression that he's never cheated on any of his girlfriends or wives. Well, his wife on Red Table Talk seems to have something different to say about that. But not in that audiobook. He was Mr. Faithful. I'm talking about Halo. He just wants to see everybody doing good, everybody happy. Make all the money and chill. That's what I got out of the book. All right, Emily, she says, Ansel, you threw me with your comment. Red Light District is a group I'm in and share the broadcast daily. No, no, we ain't talking about that. We talking about the real red light district. Ansel Jones says, "What I look like keyboard fighting with an adult. I miss the schoolyard days when we could talk it out. Teachers made you talk things out. Yeah, after y'all got finished fighting because somebody got sucker punched. All right, Narzo says, the chick whom was on ET that took the final jump a couple of weeks ago, she hid her pain to the end. Wow. Yeah. Emily says, I said she got paid too much. She did. I mean, listen, man, there's some things that aren't mistakes. You can say whatever you want to say. You know what I'm talking about, T. Carey, right? You know what I mean? You got shoulder length. You said you got shoulder length hair. You ain't got no neck. So your shoulders is your ears. Y'all got the shoulder to the ears. Shoulder lean, 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 shoulder lean. And all of these women out here picking all these goddamn selfies every day. Selfie, 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 selfie every day. Don't nobody want to see your image every day? It ain't, I mean, whose job is it to like and heart your pictures every day? Like, I'll be like, listen, man, you know what? I got a two picture like a limit per week. I got a two like picture per week limit. Like, I'm not going to be liking your pictures every day, commenting on your photo. Come on, man. I said low self-esteem online. Low self-esteem online. You posting selfies every single day? Multiple times a day? Come on, man. I tell you how we can stop that selfie shit. Stop liking they shit. Stop liking they shit. But the more attention you give them, you can best believe that's the validation. Most selfies. Most selfies. Yeah, more selfies. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Stacey White, I've seen people with depression. Yes, it's all around us. We all have friends online that's suffering from it bad, you know? But I'm like, I mean, they need a lot of them need professional help. We're talking about clinical depression. You can have all the sympathy, empathy, and compassion in the world. You can't fix that. You know, we thinking, you know, somebody just need a hug. A hug is a nice thing, but it don't fix a chemical imbalance, goddamn. You either need some medication, antidepressant drugs, or you need to change your eating habits. You need to change your diet. You know, incorporate more herbs, more vitamins, more healthier choices. It may not be an overnight success, but you will start to reduce the hormonal activity that is raging through your body that causes the chemical imbalance. You got to get the scales balanced again. But fuck it, take this hug for now. I know it ain't going to make your baby mom come back. I get all that. I know. It ain't going to make your kids stop hating you. I know. But it's a hug, nigga. I mean, you know, I mean, take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? I don't just hug anybody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going front, though. I hug trees. I'm a tree hugger. I will hug a tree. I like trees. I'll hug a tree. And trees hug me back. It feels so good hugging an old tree. And old tree hugs you back. And that's a fact. It feels so nice hugging a pine tree. And a pine tree hugs you back. I mean, I hug your house plants, man. I hug chrysanthemums, rubber trees. I even hug a cactus. What? What, man? That's what's wrong with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all need some, you know, y'all need some, y'all not getting enough oxygen to y'all brain because y'all not cold. You ain't cold, you know what I mean? You not cold showing no love to these plants out here. You not showing no love to these plants out here. Go hug a tree. And I'll be there, I'll be there. Just look over your shoulder, honey. Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. Okay. All right, man, we got to get out of here. I gave y'all enough. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 14th, Valentine's Day, if you would, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My girl Diane Nixon turning 47 years old today. And also Vivian Barnes Perry, happy birthday to you. And Winicha Haicha Yokiva Joseph, happy birthday to you. And Misty Denise turning 41 years old today. And Tracy B. Jones turning 56 years old today. And Sam Vanian Govien, no, Gona Vien, Gona Vienna turning 33 years old today, sorry. And Claudine Pierre Paul turning 43 years old today. And Dana McIntyre turning 42 years old today. No relation. But what up, guys? What's good, ma? And Saint-Tard Erivanje, happy birthday to you. And Venice Pretty Jean turning 27 years old today. And Margarita Gorier turning 33 years old today. And Aretha Brown turning 62 years old today. And my man Chione Micah, happy birthday to you. And Wanda Singleton Bird, happy birthday to you. And a posthumous happy birthday shout out to my girl, you know what I mean, going all the way back really to the 80s, but I didn't know her when she went to Franklin Learning Center, but I definitely knew her when she went to Penn State. And this was my buddy, my girl Janine Anderson Hawkins, my girl Neen, my Neen is what I used to call her. Happy heavenly birthday to you, Ma. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen, man, we talking about what you don't want the internet to see. Y'all know this show could have gone 2-3 hours easily because there are so many things that you see on the internet every day. Some of those things may have you scratching your head. Some of those things may have you really, really wanting to turn off the internet for a while. You got people who will deactivate some of their accounts online because they just can't take the craziness, the ratchetness, the lack of responsibility and just the wilderness that's going on out there. But for everybody that's out there online, the ones that are visible, you know what? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. One thing I wanted to talk about before I get out of here, and I'm not leaving until I address this situation, and this is a social media thing. There are some people who post their images online every day, but you never see them. You never see them comment on a post. Ever, ever. They like posts, they heart posts, they care posts, but you never see them express themselves online. And I've always wondered about that. People who never comment, because I guess
when you don't comment on a post, you don't leave yourself open to scrutiny. You don't leave yourself open to scrutiny. Even on their own pages, they don't comment on their own shit. They post selfies for days, but they don't comment. Now, what's up with that? I can't tell you. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what their voice sounds like. I don't know what their thoughts are. We don't know how they feel. We don't know nothing. We only know what they like and what they don't even bother with. We don't even know if they saw it. Something to think about. Some of them might not be able to read or write that well. Think about that. Or some of them may be so bad at reading or writing that they don't want to put that on blast at all. At all. Something to think about. And that shit is real. No doubt. The deal is going down. See y'all tomorrow around 7 o'clock. No, 7 o'clock on the dot. Y'all know we're going to come back and rock. All right. So peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life, man. I'm glad we got a chance to get this show off because it wasn't looking good. But I kind of know what I need to do, and I'm going to go forward and do it. I'm going to go forward and do it. TK Wright says, don't try to pretend like you didn't mention the Belle Biv DeVoe models. What Belle? I did? I don't know. LOL, I have a rubber tree. They're great to improve the air quality. Yeah, hug that joint. Hug that joint, son. All right, so let's go. Blog Talk, let me get out of here. I holla back, yo. Thanks for coming through, dear. And